Did you ever stop to put yourself in the company of the angels who fall prostrate before him? That'll change your praise. That'll lift you out of yourself.
Elizabeth Elliot says, "I realize that I don't spend nearly enough time praising God. I think hymns are a wonderful help. So let me just make that tiny suggestion that you begin your day with thanking the Lord." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor, Keep a Quiet Heart, and Discipline the Glad Surrender. Helping you face your journey with joy today, here's your friend, Elizabeth.
The Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Does Jesus live in your house? Is your heart his home? Is it a singing home? I would hope that not only your heart, but even your literal home will be a singing home. Learn the joy of singing hymns. If you can't sing, read hymns. Get your hands on an old hymn book and read hymns. It's wonderful what you can learn from those old hymn writers. And they had a real understanding of the connections between the first line and the last line and a logical sequence. Psalm 68, verses 32 to 34 say this: "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth, sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. You are awesome, O God, in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God." Don't you love that? He who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders with mighty voice, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. I love that. And one of the great praise hymns that lifts me straight out of myself is "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, crown him, crown him, crown him, and crown him Lord of all. Crown him, ye martyrs of your God, who from his altar call. Extol the stem of Jesse's rod, and crown him Lord of all." It helps us to think about the fact that we are not singing a song just with our own little tiny voice, or even with this congregation. If you're in a congregation of 2,500 people, or in a congregation of 25 people, did you ever stop to put yourself in the company of the angels who fall prostrate before him? The martyrs who from his altar call. That'll change your praise. That'll lift you out of yourself. The third stanza says, "Ye chosen seed of Israel's race." Some hymn books have turned that around and said, "Ye seed of Israel's chosen race." At any rate, Paul tells us that we are of Abraham's seed. It doesn't make any difference whether we have Hebrew genealogy or Jewish blood or a Jewish background religiously. Those who are true children of Abraham are those who have been circumcised in heart, the Bible says. Those who are children of God by faith, as Abraham was a child of God by faith. And so we are addressing all Christians in the third stanza of this hymn. "Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall," speaking of the fall of man, the sin that took place in the Garden of Eden and brought destruction and death into the world. "Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all." Fourth stanza addresses sinners. That's you and me, isn't it? Sinners whose love can ne'er forget the wormwood and the gall. Go spread your trophies at his feet. and crown him Lord of all. Well, for years, I didn't know what in the world the wormwood and the gall was referring to. And I'll tell you now, it's in Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 15 and 19. He has filled me with bitter herbs and sated me with gall. This happens to be one of the more modern translations where it says bitter herbs instead of wormwood, but that's where it comes from. The King James Version speaks of wormwood and gall. As some of you would know, the third chapter of Lamentations is taken sometimes as prophetic of the suffering of Jesus himself. He pierced my heart with arrows from his quiver. I became the laughingstock of all my people. They mock me. He has filled me with wormwood and sated me with gall. And then in the 19th verse, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness or the wormwood and the gall. So we sinners can remember the bitterness of our unredeemed state, the gall, that bad taste in your mouth from sin. And if we love Jesus as our Savior, we know that that love can never forget what he has saved us from. So the call is, go and spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. So moving from the angels to the martyrs to Israel's race to sinners, verse 5 says, let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Nobody's left out of that one. And then we're lifted right up, straight up into heaven in verse 6. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng, the throng in heaven, we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. The third angel in the book of the Revelation is the angel with the trumpet of judgment. One more scriptural reference to wormwood is found in the last book of the Bible, in the book of the Revelation, chapter 8, verse 11, where the third angel has sounded his trumpet, and a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. So that bitterness is a symbol of the unredeemed state. But thank God that Christians have the hope that we may join with that sacred throng and fall at his feet. And another hymn that is right along the same line is At the Name of Jesus, that beautiful name once again. And this is a wonderful sequence from verse 1 through verse 7. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. And then we have a history of the power of that name. Stanza number 2, at his voice, creation sprang at once to sight. All the angel faces, all the hosts of light, thrones and dominations, stars upon their way, all the heavenly orders in their great array. That's scriptural, isn't it? Remember that he spoke, and it was done. When he said, let there be light, there was light. And that voice, at the sound of which creation sprang at once to sight, came from him who was, according to stanza 3, humbled for a season to receive a name from the lips of sinners unto whom he came. Jesus Christ, Lord of the stars, creator of the universe, was humbled. He became a man, started out as a helpless baby in order to receive a name with a capital N from the lips of sinners unto whom he came. Faithfully he bore it, that name, spotless to the last, brought it back victorious when from death he passed. Bore it up triumphant, stanza 4 says, with its human light, through all ranks of creatures to the central height, to the throne of Godhead, to the Father's breast, filled it with the glory of that perfect rest. That's what Jesus does through his powerful name. And therefore, stanza 5 calls us to name him, brothers, name him with love strong as death, but with awe and wonder and with bated breath. He is God our Savior. He is Christ the Lord, ever to be worshiped, trusted, and adored. In your hearts enthrone him. There let him subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true. Crown him as your captain in temptation's hour. Let his will enfold you in its light and power. And then this great hope of the gospel. Brothers, this Lord Jesus shall return again with his Father's glory, with his angel train. For all wreaths of empire meet upon his brow, and our hearts confess him King of glory now.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.